You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, I just heard Prophetess Juanita Bynum say that every 60 seconds, 1,018,000 people die and go to hell without ever hearing the word. If one has not heard the word, do they indeed go to hell? What is a scriptural reference for this? Well, you know, the statement that Prophetess Bynum made is a common belief held by many fundamentalist Christians who believe that the only way a person can receive salvation is through consciously accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Now, one of the scriptures used to support this position is Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And this says, if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Another common text used to support this belief is John 14, 6, when Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Now, read in isolation, it is easy to see how one can conclude that a person must hear the gospel and accept Jesus in order to be saved. However, when seen in the broader context, it is obvious that this is not the message of Scripture. For instance, chapters before Paul made a statement in Romans 8, he made a stunning declaration in Romans 2 concerning the salvation of those who are ignorant of God's will. In verses 12 to 16 of Romans chapter 2, Paul distinctly states that God judges a person based on their exposure to his revelation. The same Paul echoes this thought in Acts chapter 17 when addressing the Stoic and Epicurean philosophers on the Areopagus in Athens. In verses 27 through 28 of Acts 17, Paul reasons that God has deposited enough evidence in every culture for the earnest seeker to find him. But then he asserts in verse 30 that God overlooks human ignorance. In other words, God does not hold a person responsible for what that person does not know. In fact, if we were to go back to Romans chapter 10, Paul asks the question in verse 14, how are they to call on one whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? Now, as we look at these texts, we see that the message of the gospel is clear. In fact, as John 3:17 reveals, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but to save it. It is not God's desire to see anyone perish, Peter says, but everyone to come to repentance. There are billions who have gone to their graves without having the opportunity to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. But our loving God is not a tyrant who will automatically condemn these to eternal destruction, but will judge them based on their fidelity to the truth that was revealed to them. Is this to say that there is more than one way to salvation? Absolutely not. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, is the only way. After all is said and done, all who are saved in the kingdom would only have made it through the blood of Jesus, whether they know it or not. Now, before I end, there are a couple other questions that arise from Prophetess Bynum's statement. First of all, what does it mean to hear the word? What is this word? And then there's another question. Does a person really go to hell after they die? What does the Bible say about this? Well, I guess we can cover this in another podcast. God bless, and I hope your question was answered.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@LifeHeritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@Podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.